Now, the headline on the front page of Irish Independent this morning is Family Inheritance at Risk, a state told to take a bigger slice, Commission on Taxation to recommend a radical drop in €335,000 tax-free threshold for wealth left in a will. With me on the line, our comment line, is Dave Scannell, who got in touch with us, not happy with this idea. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
What's your response? And this is a proposal that, if it was to happen, would happen over, let's say, 10 years gradually. But a substantial reduction should happen, according to the Commission on Taxation and Welfare.
Yeah, I read about that report, Jerry. And, you know, my first problem with it is like that, even if they only left it as it is, inflation now is eating away at it completely. Like, inflation this year is hovering around 10%. Next year, I've read a few places they're talking about it even hit 20%. So, you know, it's just, in my own opinion, I think it's absolutely crazy altogether to be talking about dropping it down when inflation is automatically eating away at us without ever dropping down how much money a person can inherit, you know.
So it's already falling, it's already reducing,
exactly.
So don't reduce it any further.
Yeah, like, and my big issue is as well, like, you know, you'd hear people saying tax the wealthy and all this kind of thing. Like, some of the country's top earners, between income tax, PRSI and USC, they end up paying close to 58% tax on their income. And you know what, best to look to them, like, you know, these high earners, but these people, aren't they surely paying enough tax when they're alive already? And capital gains tax in Ireland is one of the highest tax rates in the entire world of capital gains. And I think when people die into tax than 33%, it's only a case of squeezing every single last drop out of them.
You think that's completely unfair? Are you talking about, let's say, cash, or, well, it's property as well, it's the valuations put on family homes, all of that comes into it if this was to happen?
Oh, I know what you mean, yeah, but like, me personally, my own opinion is, I think if somebody works hard all their life and saves up all their money, if they don't drink or smoke or anything, and if they've got however much money left after them, they shouldn't be taxing it at all. Best to look to them and their family. They should be allowed to hold on every single last cent of it, because they've worked very hard for that money and they've paid their fair amount of tax all their lives already.
But what about the needs of the many then, Dave, in that context? Like, we do operate, if you compare it across Europe, a fairly progressive taxation system. The more you make, the more you earn. It's redistributed in the forms of welfare and other supports and paying for roads, paying for hospitals and all of those things to keep the country on the road.
Yeah, I see what you mean there, Jerry. Like, but I think, leaving aside inheritance tax, I think people that work hard are paying more than their fair share already. Like, you know, I see that myself. I'm up at 5 o'clock every morning, 7 days a week, and hopefully I won't die for a long time. But, you know, if in 50 or 60 years' time, if I did, and if I had a few euro left there, I'd feel I've contributed more than my fair share to society.
You've paid yours, you know. So this is crazy to your mind. Don't go near it. Certainly don't be reducing it from the €335,000.
Oh, definitely. And when I raised that thing there in the Independent today myself, I only completely dismissed it. You know, I thought it was kind of laughable what they were suggesting, this stuff, that they should reduce it. Like, even back in the mid-90s, I don't have the exact figures off the top of my head there now, but it was something like roughly £200,000 a person could inherit back then. And like, £200,000 back in the mid-90s was an enormous amount of money.
Yeah.
So even since then, when you factor in the inflation we've already had, you know, it's already come down completely.
It was just over half a million euro in 2009. And the taxation rate after that was 22%. Now it's €335,000 and the taxation rate is 33%. So that's the change already that there's been. Okay, Dave, interesting view.